Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Leave. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and we are at the Green Room in Saturn. And we have Janet Simpson and Monk is hanging out.
Yes.
Hello.
Janet, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. And so last time Janet was on Porch Talk, we had a record coming out.
That's right.
It's been out for some time.
Fantastic record, too, by the way.
Thank you.
And some say it might have been what could have saved the pandemic. It was the album name.
It could have saved the pandemic.
It could have. I don't know.
Safe Distance, if you haven't checked it out.
Yes.
You can find that on wherever you listen to music.
It is. I get a lot of CDs in working in radio, and so I kind of shift them in and out of my car. The Blips CD, your CD, and there's a couple others that kind of just, they're the mainstays, like
Staples.
In the door, you know?
Oh, yeah,
it's like whenever
yeah.
I get a chance, I'll pop it back in. I mean, other than that, I mean, I get so many CDs, I just kind of chunk some of them. Totally not chunking yours. It's a
Thank
fantastic
you.
CD.
And that Blips record is so good.
Oh, my
so
gosh,
good.
Yes,
back
it is.
So much fun.
There should have just been like a, I was talking with Taylor Hollingsworth Thursday, and he was talking about how at this festival, we're at the Earth Libraries presents the Book Fair Festival at Saturn in Birmingham. So I was talking with Taylor, and he said that they wanted him to do a Taylor Hollingsworth stage here. And he was like, I just, with all his bands, you know? And I said, no, you should have done a Blip stage and had all the different bands.
All the spinoffs.
Yes.
That, yeah.
I said, you could have done a 2-day festival just
on
that. The Blips exactly. Festival.
That's right.
Easy.
That's right.
All right. So, I mean, just a little bit. We were talking just a little bit about this place before we got going, a little bit of history about the venue. I'd like to rehash that with just the owner's passion just for having a great venue.
You've played here before.
Yes, I love playing here. It's a great venue. And Brian Teasley, who runs the venue, goes back to Bottle Tree as well. And both of those venues really, well, they put Birmingham on the map for one thing. You know, Birmingham was definitely a flyover town for many years. And so bands just wouldn't book shows here. And so everybody would have to go to Atlanta or Nashville or somewhere to see their favorite bands. But Brian and, you know, a few friends of his, Merrily Chalice, opened up Bottle Tree. And that was an amazing venue. And then after Bottle Tree kind of, you know, ran its course and closed, Brian started Saturn, and it's like Bottle Tree on steroids. You know, it's everything that you could want as a touring band in particular, because the hospitality is immaculate. It's mm-hmm. They have thought of every little thing that a band needs. There's so much space here for bands to stay. You know, the green room is very thoughtfully put together, but not just that, but like, you just see so much thoughtfulness in everything. I mean, like, you need the Wi-Fi password. It's printed and laminated.
Yeah.
You know, in every room in the space to, you know, just all these little things that when you're traveling become such a necessity.
And it looks like, because I've never been in the green room before, but I heard Lucero brag about how nice it was. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers did. It's like you walk in, you're walking into a luxury apartment.
Yes.
Say you could have found it in any city, maybe New York City. You know,
that's
a
right.
Gigantic luxury apartment, 2 bedrooms, bunk beds that just fold out of the wall so the bands can stay on them and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it sleeps 100. Like, it's
yeah, I mean, it could. Yeah,
huge.
I mean, you could stack up on the floors for sure.
And I do know, I mean, like, you know, venues are hitting hard times right now, so I'll plug this for them. But you can actually rent this space as an Airbnb if it's not in use by
nice.
Bands, you know, they'll list its availability. And I mean, that's added income for the venue. And during
sure.
COVID, as you know, like, that is something that they've had to face. So it's better now, but during the peak of the pandemic, I know that was like, people got an awesome chance to see behind the door of the green room.
Yes.
Or, you know.
So speaking of the pandemic, how did you fare through the whole shutdown of 2020? We just hold up writing music?
You know, it's funny because I think a lot of artists feel pressure, a lot of creatives feel pressure during times like that to like, oh, well, I've got to do all this creative work because mm-hmm. we're under this tremendous stress. But I was definitely one of those people who, at first, at least, I was kind of like, what is going on? I mean, I really couldn't process it. And so I couldn't really right, because I was just, it was like suspended animation to me.
It was a surreal world. We lived in a Salvador Dali painting for a little while. Yeah.
None of us had ever been there before. Yeah. It was very strange. And I think, you know, we all kind of muddled our way through trying to figure out, well, how do you be an artist during a pandemic? Safe Distance had been ready to release since, you know, the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. So obviously I had to put that on hold, and that was tricky. Playing virtual shows, which was both like a really welcome thing to get to participate in, but also such a strange landscape because you don't know if any, like, is there anybody out there? Are you, like, you know, you can, like, sort of see while you're playing, you know, on the screen, like, if people are watching, but it feels really strange. It's a totally different experience than being in a room full of people where you can connect and have an experience together.
And then plus, in a lot of the virtual things I watched, like, if you're a right-handed guitar player, your guitar was on the left-hand side, and it messed me up the whole entire time.
Yeah, and, like, you're supposed to, like... This is another thing. Like, I'm a little technology phobic, and so, like, having to, like, sit alone in my house and, like, figure out how to, like, stream through somebody else's broadcast and do all the things to make it right, it was a lot of pressure. I was terrified. It made me more nervous than playing, you know.
Was it as fulfilling as, like, playing in front of a live audience? I know I spoke with a lot of people, and it was like, you know, it was just kind of like playing to a camera.
Yeah, there's nothing like playing with people in the room, you know? I mean, even if it's three people, it's better than just playing to your cat.
Right on.
You know? But at the same time, like, I feel like we all needed that connection for what it was worth, you know? And it meant a lot to the listeners, you know, who were finally... You know, like, okay, well, the world hasn't totally stopped. I can still hear musicians that I love. And I definitely watched a lot of streamed shows myself just because, you know, I wanted to hear music too.
Yeah, and especially the ones that you had to pay to watch. It's like, yes, help them out. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I watched so many.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I mean, I know it was bad for you guys, but I think it was a good time for people like us. Because we got to see you in an element we don't normally see you in. You know, it was like more personal. You came into my living room and you played live.
Right,
you know, that kind of thing. It was. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
And I mean, just from Porch Talk, with everything being shut down, I mean, I took advantage of it. I got a lot of Cornelius Chapel artists on the show, and we met at Cornelius. And you know, I don't like to say taking advantage of the situation, but man, I'm glad that we had that time.
But you
because
did.
You, I mean, you and Will, or you, or I mean, you would have been on the road,
right? Yeah.
And what's it been like since things have become the open? Have you been taking shows?
I've kind of been tiptoeing back in, and I sort of my fear was everybody's going to be running through the gate at the same time. And that definitely, there's some truth to that. You know, it made it challenging to try to really book gigs because all the venues are trying to book shows as quickly as possible because they need the revenue. And all the artists are trying to book shows in those venues as quickly as possible. So there was a lot of competition. So I knew that, and I just kind of laid back and I said, all right, I'm going to be careful and selective about this and try to play close to home and broaden my circle gradually, and that's sort of what I've been working on doing. I did have a tour booked up to New England and back this fall, but a lot of venues reached out to me, and they were really kind of conflicted because they were really small, intimate spaces, and so I ended up canceling that tour just because it still feels like there needs to be a little bit more time for me to suss that out, so... I'm hopeful that in spring, though, I'm going to be.
How did that connection
out and big.
Doing a New England tour? How did that come to be?
So, I just had some stations up the East Coast who were playing the record, which was really amazing, and I kind of had an anchor up in Rhode Island who runs a radio station and also books house shows. He has a really nice house venue. And so he invited me to play, and I was like, okay. So I just started, like, connecting the dots
lining
up there.
Them up,
right, lining them up. Cool. And I was really excited about it. So I think we're just going to revisit it for April and
I want to go ahead and put this out in the ether. We were talking about Columbus, Mississippi a little bit before, and we're talking about the possibility of you coming to the El Nova.
Oh, I would be so thrilled to do that. I love Columbus. Columbus has a special place in my heart. Like, the first time I ever visited Columbus was just by accident. And then I was like, oh my goodness, Tennessee Williams is from Columbus. I love Southern literature. And so I feel really connected to that town.
We'll work on that for sure.
I am very excited to do that.
Yeah.
So from today, moving forward, mm-hmm. what's happening?
So
new record?
I have a record's worth of songs in the works and a phone call out to Brad Timko, who I recorded Safe Distance with. So mm-hmm. we're trying to coordinate some time in December to start working on a new record. I've got a few shows left in October, so I'm really excited to play the 280 Boogie in Waverly.
Oh, yes. That's a great... Have you ever been to a show there?
I have. I actually got to play there in another band for the 280 Boogie, and I played also in their more intimate indoor space a few times. I love it there. Scott Peake runs a great...
Yeah, he does.
Great concert series there, and it's much like this. The hospitality is incredible. The experience for the people who come to the show is really great. And then I'm playing the Opelika Songwriters Festival, which is very exciting. Yeah. And I'm playing Howard Finster Fest, which is really special to me because I grew up in Rome, Georgia, really close to Somerville. I knew Howard personally mm-hmm. growing up, used to visit him once a week. I played Finster Fest every year for like 6 straight years from the age of 14 or 15 till I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And I haven't played since at Finster Fest, so this is like a homecoming for me. I'm really excited to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So what about anything new coming with Timber?
You know, we both have some songs like in the can ready to go, mm-hmm. but you know, Will has been, as you know, very prolific and busy with the Blips, Slack Times, his solo efforts, playing with Sarah Langford and me.
Pony Bradshaw.
Pony Bradshaw, right, exactly. So he is.
He's got a lot of irons in the fire.
He's got a lot of irons in the fire. So when the time comes, I know we'll be ready.
Well, cool. I was so excited when I saw the lineup for this, and I saw you and Will on the lineup, and I was like, that's curious to me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know if they're friends with Earth Libraries, but I'm really glad both of them are on the list.
Yeah, it was so nice to be asked to be a part of this. So I know we're both really glad we are.
Well, cool. Anything else to do, Mark?
No, all right.
Plugs. Janet, where can they find your music and follow you on social media if you're...
Other than in my car.
You can get a ride with Mark. You can buy locally at Seasick Records in Birmingham. Online, you can find us at Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. Go to CorneliusChapelRecords.com, buy the record there for a hard copy.
Perfect. And Janet, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a
pleasure. And I'm ready to see the show.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.